All right. Good evening, friends and family. This is Sunday Morning Breakfast. We are going live tonight talking about the grass is greener if you water it. Stop running from your life. It's truly been a topic that has required a lot of self-reflection. Like, what areas of my life have I run from? What areas of my life have I focused on the things of others and contemplated, what if I had that? What's going on here? What areas of my life have I not allowed God to lead? Is the question, that self-reflection that has been going on this week. And it's been an amazing, amazing opportunity for us to really have that conversation. Is the grass greener over there, or remembering that the grass is greener if we water it? Stop running from your lives. So let's go forward with our topic this evening with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Tiana.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. And yourself?
Great, thank you.
Good deal. So y'all, I'm sorry, y'all can hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, y'all, we've been talking about this topic, the grass is greener if you water it. We've been putting a heavy emphasis on us and how we should be staying neutral. And what I mean staying neutral, stand still. What I mean by staying still, stop running from your life. Stop running from your calling, what God, where God has placed you. How about that? So with that being said, Ms. Tiana, you mind praying for us right quick so we can get started?
Let's do it. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for bringing us together to fellowship with one another to just share in your word. Heavenly Father, you have given us what we need, and we are grateful for that, dear Lord. Heavenly Father, may we not continue to seek the things we want, but to understand that you have provided us what it is that is necessary for us to take the next steps. May we be active in your word. May we only walk where you tell us to walk. May we look for your light for guidance. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for your word. We thank you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. So, y'all, let's get ready to rock and roll. Is Mr. DJ there?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Mr. DJ?
I'm all right. I'm feeling a lot better.
Okay. What you had going on?
I just needed to relax, and then you know I'm happy, but I wasn't too happy about that cowboy game. You know,
okay.
So
well,
I got over it though.
Yeah, I wasn't happy either because I wanted Atlanta to win, but it happens. It happens.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, tell us what you got for this week, man. We've been talking about this topic, how the grass, you know, it's not green on the other side of the fence. It's not green over there. It's green right where you are.
Well, you know, Mr. Carr, sometimes the grass is greener on the other side. But then the referee throws that flag out and says, upon further review, once you walk over to that yard, you find out that that's synthetic grass. It's fake grass. It ain't real grass. I can just sit back and recall times that I used to ask my mom, how come so much? Why, and how come? You know, one of my partners would drive a Corvette to school. Some had Mercedes. Some had just, you know, all kinds of vehicles. And I know they weren't making the grades. They weren't making the grades at all. But, you know, here I am staying up all night studying and making the grades, and I'm on the yellow bus. Occasionally, I would have to drive the family car, and I didn't understand that. I was like, man, these jokers ain't doing nothing, but yet they're getting everything. It just seemed as if they're getting everything that they want. And, you know, you look at life now, and you see who went on to college, who played for the president, who played for the Super Bowl, who got 5 businesses now. You know, it's just, it, like I said, you might think it's greener on the other side. Such and such getting stay out, too. He don't never go home. He ain't got no curfew. And then when you see where they're at now, you know, you don't realize that your grass is green. And actually, it's actually green earth because it's real. And if you feed it, nurture it, water it the correct way, and appreciate it, it'll be a beautiful yard if you take care of it. And first, appreciate what you have instead of looking over in somebody else's yard. You know, that just came to me and realizing that, you know, stop coveting or wanting what somebody else got. You know, I got this, I used to have a car, my 83 Volkswagen Rabbit, sharp sports car. And yes, it was a 1983. So other people walked driving around in 2018, 2017, Mercedes and everything else. But, you know, when I look back, I had that one car to nine other vehicles. But two, it didn't take but $20 to fill up that car. I'm talking about for almost a whole month, because at the time I was driving a motorcycle too. All the parts on that car can be found for less than $100. All four tires, brand new, less than $100. I didn't have to get full coverage insurance. So consider the source. Consider what you have versus something that you covet or want from somebody else. Too much is given, you know, much is required. You know, you never know what people are going through or what they had to do to get, or as they say, my friends in Louisiana would say, out there stunting. They out there stunting, and I thought that was so funny because I found out the definition of the word stunting. I didn't know what that meant. And they was like, yeah, you stunting. But I'm just saying, so many people, for in layman's terms, got to fake it to make it. So don't want what you see. Don't go by what you just see and want it all the time. You know, you need to get some real substance and appreciate what you have. That's what I got out of it. This
all right.
The grass is greener if you water.
All right. The grass is greener if you water. Y'all got that? So, y'all, look, I'm about to get ready to go on live, start this live up, because right where you are, you got to know that the grass is greener if you water it. It's not necessarily greener on the other side. Okay? I love the scripture, Ms. Tiana, where it says, do not covet your neighbor's house.
That's right.
Right. Tiana, break that down for us right quick. When you hear that, do not covet your neighbor's house, what does that mean?
That means don't after what your neighbor has. Like, instead, celebrate them. Appreciate that that's what they have. That's great for them, but you shouldn't want that they have it just because they have it, just because you want to match up with them or
right.
think that is better. It's just different.
Okay. Gotcha. How you doing, Ms. Williams and Ms. Humphreys? What's going on, Swan? All right. So that's what it is, y'all. Do not covet your neighbor's house. The grass is not greener on the other side. What God has for you is just for you. Okay, stop desiring. You don't have to be envious. You don't have to be jealous of nothing else. Okay? You got all that you need. Trust me. How you doing, Ms. Sheena and Ms. Tiana? I see y'all there, Ms. Angela. So, y'all, let's go ahead and get started. Ms. Tiana, let's get started with that first email question, please.
Absolutely. It kind of aligns with what you just asked, Mr. Carr.
Okay.
It states, if I didn't leave home, I wouldn't have known how things could be different. How do I prep my sister who is leaving for college that different doesn't mean better?
Okay, how you doing, Ms. Latonya and Ms. Stephanie? Okay, Ms. Juanita, how are you doing? Ms. Angela? Okay. Let me read the question again, y'all. It says, if I didn't leave home, I wouldn't have known how things could be different. How do I prep my sister who is leaving for college that different doesn't mean better? Mr. DJ, what you got?
I would encourage, as I tell my daughters, I want you to go away. You got to go away from the nest. Remember who you are and whom you belong to. You
right.
take that with you everywhere. My name, God's name, but remember, there are other people in this world. There are different cultures, and some of them weren't raised the same way as you were. So you
Correct.
Hold true to what your foundation is and what you got, and let your light shine no matter where you are. That's what I would encourage. And to get the experience of being around other people, because you're not going to live in this world alone.
I agree. Mm-hmm. How you doing, Ms. Marcia?
Yep.
How are you, Ms. Corsia, Ms. Tay, and Ms. Lavina, and Ms. Weber? Am I saying that right? Ms. Weber, right? Okay. So, y'all, the question is, how do you prep? Okay? Because we're talking about the grass not being green on the other side. It's green, right? Stop running for what God has given you. If I didn't leave home, I wouldn't have known how things could be different. How do I prep my sister who is leaving for college that different doesn't mean better? Wow. What's going on, Jared? How do you prep somebody? How do you tell somebody that just because it's different don't mean that it's best for you?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know a lot of times people say, I need a change. And what we do when we go through a midlife crisis, when we change in jobs, when we change in relationships, what we do? We done changed our hairstyle. We done changed our cell phone numbers. We just changed our clothes and attire. We start working out. We just changed everything. But there again, different don't mean better, because you can change all that exterior stuff, but it's still the same old mentality.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that something? You ever seen how somebody got a new leash on life, and the only thing they didn't change was the exterior, but nothing has changed on the internal? You ever seen it?
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You ever seen that?
Yep.
That's crazy, huh? How you doing, Ms. Kim and Ms. Donna and Ms. Brenda and Ms. Patricia? How are you? Okay. So the grass is not greener on the other side. In other words, your natural appearance don't mean that you're living a better life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I say that again? Because we have appearance like we got it going on, right? You ever seen somebody that said, I'm going to show them that I'm happy? If you was really happy, you wouldn't have to show them. You'll be it. See, what happens, true happiness says that I'm too busy being it. I don't have time to show you.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel well, if you don't know well, too. But I'm too happy, with being happy. So I don't have no time to be showing people that. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to let that marinate right there. How you doing, Ms. Boyd and Ms. Shawanda? Okay, Ms. Courtney, how are you? Ms. Jacqueline? Ms. Courtney, where you been at, Ms. Courtney? Hadn't seen you in a while. You thought that the grass was green on the other side? I'm just messing with her. How you doing, Val, Miss Kathy? Okay. So, y'all, that's what it is. Okay. So this individual says they're prepping their system to let the system know that just because you have changed, different don't mean that it's better. And, y'all, that's something I'm serious. We got to definitely preach to people, because just because things are different don't mean that things are better.
Yep.
Would y'all agree with that?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, I'm serious. What we say, different day, same old stuff. Right? The grass ain't green on the other side. In other words, stop desiring something that God didn't have for you. You ever see that, Mr. DJ? Have you ever seen somebody own what you have? Y'all know what I'm saying? Yeah, what you say, daughter, people be fronting. You ever seen somebody want somebody's husband? You ever seen somebody want somebody's wife? Have you ever seen somebody want somebody's life? But see, they want all that you have, but they don't know all that you done put into that now.
Right.
Y'all follow?
And Mr. Carr, they'll pay for the image. What I'm trying to say, they'll pay the stunt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, you seen people who drive these cars and act like they got rims, but they really hubcaps. I'm saying, you know, you got people who are. There are people who want to be so tall and wear these heels. Don't throw no rocks at me, women. But people who want long hair. Oh,
I'm not. Hey, hold on. I do not promote that. What he said. Just, hey, I don't promote what they're saying right now. Talking about long hair.
Hey.
Let it grow.
You know.
Let it grow.
You know what they do. Just some people say fake it to make it. But I'm just saying, there's a lot of us that covet stuff that try to give you the appearance.
Okay.
That you got this and got that. You know, I'm just saying, we'll spend more money on that rather than money developing what you have.
Look,
you
Ms.
put
Courtney
that same
said,
money and effort in what you have.
Ms. Courtney said they'd be having concrete on the other side. So don't be desiring that grass over there when it's really concrete. What's going on, Mr. John? And Ms. Jennifer, how are you? How you doing, Ms. Tracy and Ms. Donna and Ms. Mabel and Ms. Andrea and, hold on, who is that, Ms. Nixon? How are you? Okay. Now, Ms. LaTanya has a question for us. Ms. Tiana, you want to read that first question she has?
Yes, sir. I am grateful for the things that God has blessed me with. However, I do desire to get a better job, make more money, and provide a better life for my children. Does God consider this as me not being content with what I have?
How you doing, Ms. Jamara? That's a good question. Y'all, let me rephrase that question. Because the topic is the grass is not green on the other side. Watch this. Mr. DJ, just because you desire more out of life and you want to progress in life and you want to make more money in life for obvious reasons, does that mean that you're not satisfied, content, or happy with what God has given you right now?
No, that does not necessarily mean that. It depends on the circumstance. If you need more money to pay your bills and to stay afloat, go for it. I mean, anything you do, if you put God first, if it's for him, even in light and knowledge, you know, you desire more. You're going to desire more light, you know. So I'm just saying, no, that doesn't mean that you're just, you know, not content in what he's giving you and providing for you. You could take that knowledge and, yes, by all means, earn some more.
Okay.
Be diligent.
Here's all this. Y'all, watch this. Just because you desire more, does that mean you're outside of the will of God? Does that mean that you want something, you want the greener grass on the other side? It depends on who you're talking to. If that person is saved, and not only are they saved, are they striving for more to actually enhance God's word within them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
It's okay to desire more, but make sure what you desire more of actually enhances your ability to recruit more of God's people. How about that?
Okay.
Right.
Because if you're
doing
it, the Bible says do nothing out of selfish ambition or selfish gain. In other words, if you desire more because of me, myself, and I, if you desire more because I got a family, I got a daughter, I got a son, I got a husband, I got a wife, if you desire more because I have a business and I want to, see, if you desire more because of you, then it becomes a hindrance. It becomes a problem. Okay?
Right.
You follow me? The reason why I say that is because when you start to operate in God, you know that the grass is not greener on the other side. In other words, I don't need the business needs me. It's the mentality. Follow where I'm going. In other words, I am okay. Even if God never gives me more money, I got the gift. So favor don't mean that I'm going to have more money. Favor will open doors where money can't even reach. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right. What you say, Swan? Ms. Swan says, also, long as you are lining up with God, it is all good. Okay. Ms. Jennifer says, sometimes it is meant for you to make less so God can see if you will live within your means before he blesses you with more. Come on, Ms. Jennifer, tell them again. I love that. Sometimes it is literally meant for you to make less. Now, some people are not going to want to hear that message because we always want the best. But here's the thing. If the best meaning you made more, where did Jesus work? And what kind of finances did he have? What would his bank account look like? See, the grass is not greener on the other side. Watch this, y'all. How many people would say they love Jesus, but do you love Jesus' life?
Okay.
Come on. Now let's be honest. How you doing, Miss Cabrini? Okay, Miss Tamika, how are you? Miss Tramika? Trimika, I'm sorry. Okay. We all love Jesus, right? But how many people love the life of Jesus? And when I say how many people love the life of Jesus, would you exchange yours for his?
All right.
Ain't that something? Now, we know you walking like Jesus walked. You got the same calling Jesus has, right? And we see everybody else having fun in the world. Are you going to give up what God has called you to do and abort walking like Jesus to go and live like the people in the world? Because if we think that life is about having fun and living it up, and living our best life, again, let's go back to this. What is your best life? Define that.
Right.
Come on.
Can you live your best life? If people never make it to heaven, did they live their best life?
Nope.
Ain't that something? If someone never goes to heaven, did they live their best life? How you doing, Miss Katina? Miss Caesar? Miss Wendy? All right? So that's a good question. Miss Tiana, what you had? Next question.
Next question was, living in foster care my whole life, I learned that the grass is not always greener from house to house. But how can I stop running when I need better?
Okay, y'all, that's a great question. Mr. DJ, living in the foster care my whole life, I learned that the grass is not always greener from house to house. How can I stop running when I need better?
If you need better, it sounds like the person already has lived a substantial amount of time in a foster home. Most of the time, when you know better, you do better. But they need to hold on to God's unchanging hand and pray for their circumstance. And even if you're there at the foster home, you might can be a witness to let the other people, the other kids, know that joy comes in the morning.
Okay.
And be an example and be a witness for God then.
Okay. How you doing, Ms. Yolanda and Ms. Teresa? Okay. Ms. LaTonya said, we want the blessings but are not always willing to go through suffering alone. Okay. The question again is, living in the foster care all my life, I learned that grass is not always greener from house to house. How can I stop running when I need better? I believe that's personal. Because no one makes you run from your calling. No one makes you run from God but you. Ms. Swan says, first you have to ask God to reveal and heal. Oh, to peel, reveal, and heal. And from there, you will find your path. All right, now. Look at it. How you doing, Ms. Bailey? Ms. Kim? All right. So, y'all, I have a question. Let me throw a question out there. Let me throw a question. Because we're talking about the grass is not greener on the other side. In other words, stop running from where God has placed you, what God has placed you in. Women, let's ask a question. If that man that you desire, you know, you desire a man who's 6 feet tall, a man who makes six figures, he has a six-pack, that's what you desire. But God sent you somebody who looks like a truck match. Does that mean you're running from God?
Oh, my God.
That mean you're running from what God calls you to have? Because you don't want the truck match? Come on, women. Miss Tiana, what you got? She want to get quiet on that. What you got, Miss Tiana?
I'm just trying to write down your question.
If you want that man 6 foot plus tall, that man, he got the six pack, he got the six figures, he making, but God said, no, I don't want you with that. Huh? God sent you somebody who looked like a struck match, and you tell God no, because you said you would give me the desires of my heart. Does that mean you are running from what God has for you?
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
That means you're running?
It does mean. Yes, it does mean that you're running. We come up with some crazy ideas of what we want, and God laughs at us and sends us exactly what we need. So, yes, you are running from God, from what God has for you.
Well, no, Dad. Look, Ms. Jennifer said, no, that don't mean that she's running. Okay, y'all, so check it out. You want that man who 6 foot tall, Mr. DJ, he got a six-pack ass, and he making six figures. See, the thing is, you got to be careful of all them sixes, huh? And then we wonder why we be having the devil on our hand, huh?
Yep.
Did y'all catch it? Oh, yeah, he's six.
Yeah,
you right. See, in other words,
note what you said. You just said what God wanted and then what they want. You can't do what you want because you'll leave God out of it. I mean,
right.
If God sends you that struck match person, then you need to light it up. You need to deal with that person because that may be the person to keep that fire burning. You know what I'm saying? Rather than an old pretty looking stick that's nice, it ain't gonna burn worth nothing. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, I see. Y'all, something else. Hold on, y'all. Mr. DJ says he look like a struck match. Light him up. He done been lit up already. That's the problem. Okay.
Yeah, but that fire may not burn out, you know. If it's from God, then hey.
Hey, Miss Andrea said, yes, you are running. Just as God sends people as himself to see what we will do. That's right. All right, Miss Donna said, the perfect-looking man may be what you want, but not what you need. All right, now.
Amen.
Juan, what you say? God knows that there is a greater purpose as to why he wants you with the match. All right. Miss Latonya said, yes, it does. Father, forgive her, for she knows not what she is doing.
Mr. Clark, can I say three letters?
What you say?
BBD.
BBD? What is that?
BBD, Bell Biv DeVoe. I think the song is called Poison. Never trust.
Hey, I do not promote what DJ said tonight, y'all. I'm telling you, grab that green off the side. Yeah.
Right, Poison.
What you say, Miss Sheena? Miss Sheena said, what always looks good to you isn't always good for you. All right, now.
Amen.
All right. Miss Jennifer said, the struck match is the one who will be there for you through the thick and the thin, like the episode of Good Times. Ned the Wino was a struck match that had been cleaned up. How you doing, Miss Penny? So y'all got it? Okay. Everything, and here's the thing. Okay, we joke about it, but here's the thing. The grass is not greener on the other side. By appearance, y'all do know that we don't physically match what God desires.
Come on.
Come on, can I say it again? The grass is not greener on the other side. By appearance, we don't match what God desires. How do you know that, Mr. Carr? I'm going to tell you how I know that. Because if our appearance attracted us to God, why then does he crumble it all up and turn it right back to dirt?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So physically, God is not attracted. Lord, hold on. Watch this, y'all. Physically, God is not attracted to us. Boy, I know that sound crazy, don't it, people? Don't it sound crazy?
Come on.
No, God, he created us in his image. Not that image. The image in a spiritual way. God is not physically attracted to us. If God was physically attracted to us, he would take the flesh, the thing that he desires, with us right on up to heaven. You know that?
Yes, indeed.
So God does not go by the exterior. Remember the Bible says that God does not judge the exterior like man does. God judges the internal. Correct? So when we choose, come on, y'all, as we get older and mature, how you doing, Miss Tawana? As we get older, how you doing, Miss Shula Rodriguez, Miss Takesha? Okay, as we mature, what happens is we stop looking at so much the exterior and we start looking at more of the internal purpose. You follow?
Mm.
Huh?
Yep.
In other words, we no longer look for the green grass. We look for the grass that makes sense and it fits our purpose. Watch this up. Come on, catch it now. What's going on, E-40? Okay, y'all follow me? As we start to mature, we don't look for the things that look good. We look for the things that are good. How do we know what is good? Because we are good and we have been battle tested. But so before we say yes to anything, being a part of our life, we test it. Because the Bible says to test every spirit to see if it's a spirit of God. Ain't that something?
Right. Yes.
So the way that we tend to handle the grass being green on the other side and the people who have this thing called stick-to-itiveness. In other words, God, I'm content with what you gave me, but being content don't mean that I don't increase my strings. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all listen to what I just said. Because a lot of times we think that being content means that I no longer reach. That is a lie. God, I'm content with who you created me to be, which means I'm not trying to be nobody else. But that don't mean that I'm not going to
enlarge my territory. That don't mean that now. Oh, I'm going to enlarge the territory. Come on now. Y'all catching what I'm saying?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Catch that. How you doing, Miss Evada? Okay. Miss Tiana, what's our next question? What you got?
Latanya posted another question here.
Okay,
how can I help my 12-year-old adopted son, who has never had a stable home life, learn to appreciate the stability that he now has, as he's always comparing his life to the life of his peers?
Okay. That's a long question, Mr. DJ. I promise, I think that came from Negro Relations 3 and 2. What did it say it again?
How can she help her son stop comparing his life to the life of his peers now that he has stability?
All right, what you got, Mr. DJ?
For one, I would offer him a new set of peers as well. He don't have to replace all of them, but I would surround him with an environment to show him that appreciation and love of something that he's never had. That's for one. And obviously, if he came from that environment, to be honest with you, it's kind of a mixed crazy question, because if he came from that environment, he would automatically know that this is different, that this is stable and not where he come from. So,
okay.
You know, sometimes you have to put away old things and you become a new person, and you're going to have a new walk, a new talk, within Christ and even your environment.
Okay. I'll leave it right there. I'll leave it right there.
Yes, sir.
Miss Evada said, keep on loving on him. How you doing, Miss Priceless Art? How are you? Y'all with me? Okay, I'm going to leave it right there. That's solid, Mr. DJ. And like Miss Evada said, keep on loving on him. Show him the way. Show him that you love him as he is. In other words, you don't have to be something that you're not. Y'all, that's the epitome of problems right now. How you doing, Mr. Janine? A lot of times people tend to not accept who they are. Be who God calls you to be. God says, come as you are. It's okay.
Right.
You can have freckles. It's fine. You can be tall. It's fine. You can be short. It's fine. But come as you are. The grass is not greener on the other side. See, you saying beautified, beauty comes from within. In other words, that's a mental thing.
Yes.
Right? Ain't that something? You know, being rich is mental as well. Right? Some people, millionaires, don't think that they're rich. You have people that make $50,000 a year, they think they're rich. See? It's your perspective. The grass is not green on the other side. In other words, when you are stable in your mental relationship, with your spiritual relationship, with your emotional relationship with God, trust me, you're not going nowhere. Because, see, the only people, y'all catch this, the only people who think that it's better on the other side are the people who are not satisfied with where they are right now. If you are satisfied with the relationship you have with God, why then do you want to take on anything else?
Come on. Yes,
okay.
It is.
All right. I got a question for everybody. Check this out. What's going on, Nina? Okay. The question says, is rejection and stubbornness a form of running from God? To reject and be stubborn, is that a form of running from God? Mr. DJ, what you got?
Anytime you reject God, yes, that's running from him. I mean, he is the way, the truth, and the life.
Mm-hmm.
Stubbornness, you may not like my response, but it's kind of humanistic. I mean, we're not going to always see what God sees and agree with what he sees. And we're not going to always like his responses. So I'm not so on the stubbornness part, but the rejection, definitely. You
okay.
Should never reject God. Yeah.
So is rejection and stubbornness a form of running from God? Absolutely. Ms. Latanya said, yes, it is. Whatever comes from God should be embraced and accepted. Absolutely correct. Okay. Mr. Keisha, would you say yes? Ms. Jennifer said yes. Ms. Evada said agreed. Ain't that something? Rejection and stubbornness is a form of running from God. Did y'all know this? Did you not know that you can be standing still and run at the same time?
Yes, indeed.
Did y'all know that? You can be standing still and running at the same time. You know what I mean by that? Is when God say move and you stand still, that means you running.
Not being obedient.
The grass ain't green on the other side if you didn't know that. You know that? A lot of times we don't move because we don't like what God is telling us to move. Y'all, can I bring up Jonah?
Yes.
Do y'all know the story of Jonah?
Hmm? Yes, indeed.
Y'all know it? Jonah told God no. Well, how dare you? Jonah told God, no, I'm not going over there to Nineveh. I'm not going. I'm not going because you want me to go preach against these people. The same people you're telling me to preach against, you're going to forgive them. So I ain't going. Well, well, well. Is that not being stubborn?
It is.
Is that not telling God no? The
it
Bible
is.
Says he
yes.
went down on a boat. You know what happens when you start to reject God? You always go down. You know that?
That's right. The dream.
Because when we reject God, we're saying, God, I love you, bro. But I believe that there's something greener over there. So I don't accept what you're giving me because I think something a little better. And your time it takes, your process takes, what you got going on take too long. I want that. So what happens is we start to reject God. We start to be stubborn towards what God tells us to do. And just like Jonah literally went in the opposite direction. Well, 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 my friend. Ain't that something?
It is.
Y'all, ain't that something? Jonah thought that him telling God no, he thought that his no was better than God's yes. So Jonah got on a boat. Now, hold on. Before I talk about Jonah and him telling God no and rejecting God, y'all, in the Bible, can I read it, Miss Sienna? In the Bible with Jonah, it said that Jonah paid a fare. He paid a fare when he got on the boat. Y'all do know that when you run from God, you're going to pay a price.
Yes, indeed.
Watch this, Mr.
Yes,
DJ.
Indeed.
Do know that when you run from God, you're going to pay a price. Ain't that something? You run from God because you think what God is telling you to do is not standard. It's not suitable. It does not meet what you desire. But when you run from God, every time we have run from God, let's go ahead and be honest and raise our hands. Haven't we paid a price?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
You done ran from God and got married, and you know that wasn't your spouse. Did you not pay a price?
Yep.
Yes, indeed.
You done ran from God, and I know you love your children, but you done ran from God and had children outside of wedlock. Have you not paid a price? Because the very person you can no longer stand, your child look like. Got that mentality. The very person that you can't stand, your child sound like. You pay a price, don't you?
Yep.
Well, they don't want to hear the
truth.
Lord, have mercy. See, when you run from God like Jonah, you're going to pay a price. So Jonah rejected God, and he was stubborn towards God. Check this out, though.
Right.
Y'all remember the Bible said that God is omnipresent? To be omnipresent, meaning no matter where you turn, I'm there. I'm everywhere at the same time. So Jonah, any parents out there, y'all do know that you own your household, right? Right?
Right.
So what your kid want to go do something else because they think that it's better over there in that other person's house. In other words, they're saying, Mama, I want to do it greener over there. The grass greener over there. You tell them what you want them to do, and they're going to do it whether they want to or not because they don't pay not one bill. They don't pay no car note. They don't put no air in there. They don't buy no food. So they're going to do what you tell them to do. Is that not correct?
It is.
Y'all, can I say this, Mr. DJ? Didn't the Bible say that the earth is his? And the fullness thereof, didn't it say that?
It does.
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Don't you say that? They both are a form of pride and wanted to be in control. So, yes, they are running from God. That's absolutely right. So, check this out. Whether you want to do it or not, you can't run from God because it's going to come around full circle. In other words, since he owns this earth and you say you his child, you're going to do it whether you pout or not. Your posture makes a difference in how expedited this process is. Check it out now.
Right.
If you run from God today, you still got to face him tomorrow. You do know that. Ask Jonah. Jonah ran from God. He got on the boat, and the boat started tripping. All this wind and storm starts coming. Then people looked at each other and said, who on this boat is sinning? Y'all, when you run from God, don't you know your life starts affecting other people's lives?
Yes, indeed.
Mr. DJ, I don't think they heard me. The more you run from God, the more people around you start to suffer because of your disobedience. Come on now. If favor ain't fair, when you start to obey God and God blesses you, everything around you is blessed. But when you run from God, don't everything else around you suffer too?
That's right.
Yes.
Ain't that something?
That's
the truth. So the more we run from God, see, we've been running from God our whole life, and you wonder why. Your children suffer, your finances suffer, your parents suffer, all because of somebody's disobedience. Ain't that something?
Yes, indeed.
Right? So it don't make no sense to run, because we're going to have to do it anyway. So they threw, look, Jonah said, throw me over. I'm the cause. Jonah knew what he did was wrong. They threw Jonah over. In other words, Jonah was trying to commit suicide, y'all. But God said, I ain't done with you yet.
That's right.
How many of y'all threw in the towel and say, God, I give up? And God said, no, you haven't. I ain't done with you yet.
Right.
Come on.
So no matter how far you run, what you think you're running from, I'm still going to be there. I'm going to catch you because I'm not done with you yet. Y'all see how it goes?
Right.
You thought the grass was on the other side by running from me, rejecting me and being stubborn towards my calling, but I'm not through with you yet. Now watch this, y'all. God sent a fish to scoop up Jonah. Do y'all believe in the Bible? Do y'all believe that a whale, a fish, a big old fish, swallowed Jonah but didn't kill him? Y'all believe
that? Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
The thing is, Jonah got to his destination even being stubborn. The thing is, he could have gotten there clean, but he got there and he was filthy. Because I'm sure once he got out of the belly of the whale, he wasn't smelling too good, was he?
Not at all.
So in other words, it don't make no sense to run from God, because when you get there, you're still going to do what he told you to do. You just got to take the path now. You understand?
Uh-huh.
See, a lot of times, listen to what I'm telling y'all. We thought that the grass was greener on the other side, and we spent too much time in somebody else's yard, but by the time you get back over here, you still going to have to take care of what God told you to take care of. Now you're just a little bit more dirty. In other words, we can make our time a little shorter if we just obey him. How about that?
Mm-hmm. All right.
How about that, y'all? Y'all know that?
Yeah.
How you doing, Miss? Who is that? Miss Jones and Miss Parker? Miss Deborah, Miss Vivian, how are you? Miss Kimberly, Miss Rollins, how are you doing? Okay. Doc Green, how you doing? Miss Teresa, how are you? So y'all with me? So
yes,
it's very important to stop, because when we think that the grass is greener, we think that what we have is not good enough. And a lot of times we'll start running. You know what God called you to do. You already know what God called you to do. We'll put God off for what we want in life.
Come on.
We start to put God off because we don't think it's time for us right now. Uh-uh. We want to live it up. But watch this. Can somebody be honest for a quick second? Do you want a woman or a man that puts you off during the best years of their life, and then when they get older and they can't function as well, then they want you? You want that type of person in your life?
No.
Come on, y'all. Let's be real. We can be real, right? They done put you off.
Right.
But when the person they wanted rejected them, now they come back to you. What you going to say? But what you going to say? Huh? Oh, ain't nobody saying nothing now.
and that's the way it'll be, too.
Huh? What's going on? What's going on, Slugger, man? What's going on with you, Miss Tanisha? Okay. Miss Cunningham. So, y'all, the grass is not green. How you doing, Miss Grant? The grass is not greener on the other side. A lot of times you got the very thing that you need right in front of you. As a matter of fact, a lot of times you got the very thing that you need right within you. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
And we be going always looking for something that God has given and is right in front of you. You got everything you need. The thing is, you don't know how to handle it. Because it's funny how we reject the things that's in front of us, but when somebody else get it, now we want it back. For what? Ain't that something? For what? Why we want it back?
Right.
What you say, Miss Sheena? Miss Sheena say, baby, bye. What she say, boy, bye. If you ain't want me then, bye. Y'all know. Miss Latanya said, not being content with what we have causes us to fall into sin. And then we end up going back to God, asking him to get us out of our mess. All right. All right,
yep.
Now. All right, that's true. Miss Tiana, what you got? What's the next question for us right quick, please?
Next question is just based off of what we've heard so far, right, is that the 80-20 rule. We've heard several things were said tonight that reflect the 80-20 rule.
Okay.
And it's just the question asking, why do people always go after the 20 and don't appreciate what they have with the 80?
Mm.
Right.
The grass
right.
ain't green on the other side. Why do people always go after the 20?
Mm-hmm.
Why do people always go after the 20 when they got 80 at home?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna revise that question.
All right.
Why do people go after the 20 when they got 100 at home?
Mm.
Because I don't believe that God set you up with a 80. I don't believe that. Mm. We be looking for the perfect relationship. We be looking for the perfect mate. But let me ask you this. Are we the perfect mate?
Not all the time.
Right?
No.
That's important, y'all. With that 80-20 rule, I'm not sure how the rule go, but I can tell you this. This is why I tell people, y'all, hit me good. Before you make the decision to get married or aspire to be married, women, men, make sure you in God. I'm not asking you to be holier than thou, but what I am saying is, if at any time you want clarity with the person you choose, because that is a lifelong commitment, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to be a time to choose where you're going to be holy, that's the time you should be holy. The reason why I say that is because a lot of times we end up choosing, because of our preference, the wrong mate. Involve God in your marriage or your soon-to-be marriage so that you don't make a grave decision. Because we think the grass is greener on the other side based on their finances, based on their status, what they can provide for us, what they can do for us. And that is not the criteria for this thing called marriage. We think that the criteria is how happy they make us. How much they do for my kids? How much they'll do for our kids? Where they take me? We think that that's a criteria for marriage. Well, if that be the criteria for marriage, how then do you stay married with God? Because he don't do none of that.
Hmm. Right.
Right? Y'all,
yep.
The criteria for marriage has to be much greater than what we perceive it to be. In other words, I want my soulmate, not the person who I think... is my
pie.
I don't want no sweetie pie. I don't want a woman who's just gorgeous. I don't want a woman who just got it going on. I want a woman who loves God like never before. I didn't say that she had to be holy. I just need her to have a relationship, because if I ever start acting crazy, I need her to pull me back and say, baby, we got to get this right, because you ain't meet me like this and I can't have this around me. See, I need her to get me right. I need her to be my balance.
Right.
Right? But we think that the grass is greener on the other side, because y'all know how we do it. We base it on, Mr. Carr, hear all that, but how the sex game is. Wow.
Mm-mm.
Come on, y'all. Y'all know this.
Mm-mm.
God is the honest truth. Boy, sex is more important than purpose. We think that the grass is green over there because we would spend more time trying to evaluate what his physical skills are more so than what his spiritual skills are.
Come on.
Come on. Come on. And we think that the grass is deeper. Come on. Don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, we don't have to play no games. Let's be honest for a chance. You know, at least one time in our life, let's be honest.
Mm-mm. Right.
Because we tell God we want it all. God, I don't just want a holy man. I want him to be, you know what I'm saying, in you. But God, please let him be well endowed. I'm talking about in his pocketbook and in his pants.
Wow.
Come on, fellas, let's tell the truth. Because fellas, on the other side, what we say, God, I know Jill Scott got this thing going on, but God, if she can sing, let her sing. Somebody missed that. I don't know what I'm talking about, Mr. DJ. But
oh,
God, Lord.
No, I know they don't, but I do.
You
I know
what?
They don't, but I do, Mr. Clark.
And so what we start doing is we think that the grass is greener on the other side because we tell God the woman that we want. Now, how many people say, but God's going to give me the desires of my heart? But if we be smart and honest with God, God, I really don't know how to select what is perfect. You do. You know how to select what is perfect, and you know how to make it sharp, and you know how to make it perfect for me. So why would I put my hands on something that I'm not able to decipher? Lord, because we say, God will give me the desires of my heart. Well, what happens with that is this. We don't read the whole scripture. The Bible said, delight yourself in the Lord. He will give you, in other words, make God happy. The Bible said, without faith, it is impossible to make him happy. In other words, our grass is green about what we want, not what God wants us with. See, that's the problem. That's the big old problem right there. Y'all know that?
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Because we tell God more of what we want, and we never say, God, what is that you want me with? Because if we ask God what do you want me with and give it to me, we will say, I know it looked good, that grass over there, but I'm satisfied. Because I'm living the life that God called me to live. I have everything that God calls me to need in my life. So I don't have to pursue something and break my back trying to get it. Because the things that we want to pursue and that we pursue, a lot of that we never get, do we?
Come on.
We think that it makes us happy. Have you ever had buyer's remorse? The very thing that you desire so much, when you got it, you want to send it back? You know why you want to send it back? Because you thought that grass was greener on the other side. But all along, we had been running from what God wanted us with. Just because it didn't appeal to our senses, it didn't look good,
right?
It didn't feel good, we didn't think that it was good, so we ran from it. When all indeed, it was everything that we needed. Ain't that something?
It is.
It was everything that we needed. Y'all, the grass is not greener on the other side. It's really based on your perspective because you think that it's green over there. Now, watch this, y'all. Can I help you out? You think that the grass is greener on the other side. As soon as you move, it got somebody watching your every move. And when you leave that position right there, somebody trying to get in your position, whether you realize it or not. Huh?
Right.
Yeah.
The very woman that you just left, somebody want her, if you don't. The very man that you just left, somebody want him. Huh? The very job, because you thought that the other stuff was better. Now, here's the problem with people. They become so selfish, because when they leave you alone and they go to do what they wanted to do, and they never get what they, you know, thought it would be, what happens is they return, but they want you back. As if they own you, but they don't. Oh, well.
All right.
Oh, well. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So let's pull it. Let's leave it right there. Mr. DJ, I'm going to let you close it out. What you got?
Just be appreciative of what you have. If you feel like you got lemons, make some lemonade, baby. That's all I'm saying. Don't go over there looking at all the other Kool-Aid and the other flavors. Make do with what you have. And make it right. And I guarantee you, if you do that, if you follow God's plan and accept what you have, you'll find out that lemonade ain't bad.
That's right. That's right. Y'all, we have to be content with what God has given us. Okay? You don't have to alter the way you look. God gave you that look. Enhance it. Don't alter it. Y'all just heard me? I said enhance it.
Yes.
Don't alter it. See, when you enhance something, you sharpen it. You know, iron sharpens iron. Enhance what God gave you. Don't alter it. Don't try and change it. Don't try and exchange it. See, we're talking about people should accept us for who we are. Do you accept you for who you are?
Right.
Come on.
Let's start there.
Amen.
Do you even accept your own self?
Amen.
You don't have to try and be like Oprah. You're not Oprah. You don't try and have to be like LeBron. You're not LeBron. I love one thing that LeBron James said. He says, I'm not Kobe, and I'm not trying to be him. Exactly. The grass is not greener on the other side. Why are you busy looking at somebody else's life and what they have? Shouldn't you be? See, if you were so busy taking care of your own business, you can never look to the left or right. But you don't think God gave you enough already? You got a full plate, full schedule ahead of you. Stay in your lane. How about that?
Amen. Huh?
Be who God called you to be. Do what God called you to do. And if everybody did that, everything would run smoothly. Everybody's not meant to be the head honcho. It's okay, though. Everybody is not meant to be a CEO. It's okay, though. Everybody is not meant to own the building. It's okay. Just be what God called you to be and understand, because the CEO got problems, too. You know that. While you want to be the CEO, you don't understand what all they got to face.
That's right. That's real.
Ain't green on the other side. If you really full-fledged knew everything that they had to encounter, you would back down. All right? All right. Let's go ahead and pray, Mr. DJ.
Bow your heads, close your eyes, open up your hearts. Touch and agree, Father. Thank you for bringing us together. I want to say thank you, Father, for letting us shelter through the storm. There are some of us that are going through storms, and not just physical storms, but other storms daily. Thank you for providing such a platform for us to come together and worship you, Father, to lift you up and help us to let it grow, Father. Let this nourishment of knowledge and spirituality manifest within us, Father, and not for any shape, form, or fashion of our own, but to give you all the credit, Father. And help us, Father, to appreciate ourselves and to basically keep the uniform that we were issued, Father. In this game of life, we don't need to switch. We don't need to alter. We need to keep the uniform that we've been issued and play the game as such, Father. Thank you, and help us to spread, or something said may touch one, to come closer to you, Father. Not for us to get any credit, but we give it all to you. And these blessings, we pray that you bring us back together at the same appointed time and same band of Christian love and fellowship. In his name, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
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 I need to tell y'all this before we get off the line. That's my brother DJ. He's in Atlanta. He's an Atlanta Falcon fan. He prayed that extra long prayer because they got to face my Saints on Thursday. But don't be involved
Amen.
With God in your losing situation. Hey, y'all have a great night, okay? We will see y'all next Monday if you get a chance. Again, if you have no place to do Bible study, every Wednesday we have Bible study. It's a call-in number. No code. It's 225-364-0211. That's 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And again, we say, who that? Go Saints. I'll see y'all next Monday. Y'all have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.